Here I am back again. Now we have an unboxing to do today, and I needed to tell you a little bit about it before I unbox. This all started around about Christmas time, maybe a little bit before. I was looking out for a reborn baby boy, and while I was doing that, I was looking on eBay, and I started to see adverts for reborn pug dogs, and I thought, pug dogs? I've never heard of those being reborn. I wonder what they can be like. I then also got a message from a friend of mine who was saying that she'd been onto my favourite Lady Who Made Aussies website, drunklecradlenursery.co.uk. That's the address. And she said, oh, I see she's got a reborn pug on there. Now, I was actually really excited because I thought any dog that was going to be reborn would be, a dog shape would be fur all over, but weighted, floppy, whatever. And I thought this, oh gosh, I'd love this. I've got to have one of these. I went onto Jackie's website and I did see, and she said, this is a little boy. He's blonde. He loves his food. He's chunky. He's got a little leopard skin coat and a Diamante collar. And I was just captivated. Unfortunately, he'd already been sold. So I wrote to Jackie and I said, after Christmas, could you make one for me? And she said, you do know, don't you, that they are actually upright. They're a kind of a cross between a dog and a monkey. They've got paws and they've got a really realistic face, but the body is actually upright. I thought long and hard about this, but in the end, I just couldn't resist the thought of it and I had to see it, so I went ahead and commissioned it anyway. So in the box beside me is Violetta Posey, who is my new pug puppy, and I'm just about to see what she's like. She's made from the Denise Pratt Princess Pug Sculpt, and she's 16 inches long. I think she's going to weigh about 3 pounds. I told Jackie to make her as heavy as it was safe to. You know what I'm like about weight. This is quite a heavy box. She has blonde fur in beautiful fine mohair. And she has, I've got an envelope here with a card in it. I also have another plasticized envelope here with her birth certificate and details. She also has a leopard print little coat over a rose pink onesie and a diamante dog collar. I'll tell you lots more about her once I get her out, but when I actually see them for the first time, my, as you've heard before, objectivity does tend to go out of the window. Right, I've taken out some packing. There is a large bubble wrap parcel in here. Gosh, this parcel, I'm sure it's bigger than Aussie was. Oh my gosh. Lots of bubble paper. Big bubble paper. Right. First thing that's come out is her baby bottle. She's a puppy dog and she needs feeding. So I'll put that to one side. Got a touch. Here she is. Here's her blankie. And she's wrapped up in the blankie. Oh my gosh! I've got a general size and shape, and she's heavy, she's big. Oh, come out of here. Come out of here. Let me see you. Just make sure that nothing else is in that box. Aussie had a stuffed toy in his, but she doesn't. It's all right. Oh. She's big. She's long. She's heavy. She's bigger than I thought she was going to be, actually. Right. I haven't got a feel of her hair yet. She's all wrapped up. I've just got the first feel of her fur. And I'm just pulling the blanket back. And I'm just hello! Just feeling her. Oh! Hello! Hello, beautiful! Oh, she's soft. She's really, really soft. She's actually softer than Ozzy. Her fur is very short, quite short, but incredibly fluffy. Hello, hello. Oh, aren't you gorgeous? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Yes, the body is a four-limbed, upright body, what you would think of as a teddy bear, that kind of shape, maybe a jointed teddy bear. The body is a chunky little body, cloth body. The paws are weighted. They are actually, because she's wearing a thick fleecy jacket, they are quite, they're kind of sticking up in quite a cute way, but they are definitely very poseable, as are the legs, the back paws. These are really floppy, these back paws. She's got the most cute little feet. Oh, aren't you gorgeous? Her face, oh, this face. She's got big brown eyes. She's got a cute, you know, little doggy nose. And she's got this kind of sort of slightly flattened, wrinkled pug face. And she's got, look at her mouth. She's got a cute little mouth. And she's got some hair actually on her face, on her cheeks. Just a little downing of hair on her cheeks. Her head is thick, thick, fluffy blonde fur. And she's got these ears. I was wondering what was going to happen about her ears, actually. But they're gorgeous. They're absolutely gorgeous. They're so, so soft. They're kind of like a triangular shape, and they flatten to each side of her head. And they've been hand-rooted with the softest, softest mohair. She's wearing, as I said, a leopard skin dog coat, little leopard skin, and over that she has underneath that she has a pink onesie. And around her neck she's wearing a leather collar with Diamante on the front. And she is, come here my precious, she really is the cutest little thing I've ever seen. Upright, not on four paws, but the face is incredibly lifelike, and she will be able to be posed for gorgeous pictures. And actually what she's doing now, I've got her into a kind of a dog sit position, and that actually does look incredibly real. And she is just, oh God, she's gorgeous. Hello. She's beautiful. She's beautiful. She's just, I'm so glad I got her. She's just, oh gosh, she's gorgeous. Hello. Yes, you're beautiful, aren't you? Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Oh, she's so soft. And again, for me, it's really good because it's another one of these very light little creatures that I can pick up and cuddle on a day when the babies are too heavy for me to hold. And she really isn't, she doesn't feel like a toy, because I remember that Ashton Drake monkey that was just so minute, it felt like I was holding some toy. This doesn't feel like a toy. She feels very soft and very, very floppy and very, you know, very amazing sitting on my lap. Oh, you're so gorgeous. Oh, when she's sitting up like that with her two front paws actually on my lap and leaning forward, that is a very dog-like, real dog position. She looks gorgeous. Hello. You're gorgeous. Well, she's home, my latest little princess, and I'm really pleased. So, yeah, there we are. That's the unboxing of Princess Violetta Posey, my little pug dog. And thank you, as ever, to Jackie for doing this custom making of her for me. There are actually more pugs going up on Jackie's website because she's doing more of them. And she's absolutely gorgeous. I'm so pleased with her. Right, I shall now stop rambling, and I'll be back next time I've got anything interesting to tell you. So, I hope you're all having a great day, and take care, and I'll see you all again soon. Bye-bye.